الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the noble Prophet and upon the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We resume the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, and this is now verse 57, still talking about the children of Israel and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them of. In this verse, Allah says, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ, and we shaded you with clouds. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى, and we sent down on you الْمَنَّ, and we will explain what it means, and السَّلْوَى, the quails, as is one kind of a bird, saying, كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, eat of the good lawful things we have provided for you. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, but they rebelled and they didn't wrong us, but they wronged themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaded them when they went in every direction, going between Egypt and Greater Syria 40 years lost in the land, without water, without shelter. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy was bestowed upon them, so Allah shaded them with clouds. These clouds are the thin white clouds, and it is said that this refers to clouds in general, or that this refers to cold clouds, whereby the weather would be cool for them, giving them moisture, and the environment would be cool around them. And this is what's apparent. This is what's apparent from the text. Then Allah said, and send down on you al-man. Al-man, this is something which resembles honey. And this man comes down, used to come on them after dawn, between the time of dawn, the appearance of dawn, and the rising of the sun. They would find it covering the heads of trees like honey, and it is called al-man because it comes without any effort. This is from the Arabic al-man. It comes without any effort, without exerting any effort. So when they woke up, they used to find it, they found it on the trees, so they went and ate from it. As to as-salwa, we sent upon you the clouds, and we shaded you with the clouds, and then we sent upon you the al-man, and now we know what it means. And then as-salwa, as-salwa is a one type of a bird, soft, yusamma, called as-summan, as-summan, or like it. And this is of the best types of birds and most delicious in its meat. And Allah said here, eat from this. Kulu, meaning allowability, made this which we sent down upon you allowable for you. the man and salwa, the man and the quails. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Can we have the verse again, please? مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Eat of the good lawful things we have provided for you. And this term from, eat of the good lawful things we have provided for you, or of, this article of, is to indicate the type or the kind. Because all good lawful things were permitted for them. Then Allah said, but they rebelled, meaning, and they didn't wrong us, meaning they didn't diminish anything of what is with Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected by the rebellion of the rebellions, nor by the obedience of the obedient. Allah doesn't benefit of that, nor is He hurt by the rebellion of rebellions. However, they wrong themselves, meaning they only wrong themselves. As to Allah, they can do that. The benefits from this verse are, number one, the favor of Allah in the shade which He provided from them, and shading the people from the heat is one of the favors of Allah upon His slaves. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considering this as a favor upon them, as in another statement in the Quran, Allah states in Surah An-Nahl in chapter 16 verse 81, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا. And Allah has made for you out of that which He has created shades. And from the benefits is that the clouds move by the command of Allah. This is deducted from the fact that Allah said, we shaded you with clouds, and these people used to move from place to place. Thirdly, making clear the favor of Allah upon the children of Israel from sending the al-man and as-salwa, the quails, coming to them without exerting efforts nor any kind of hardship. And that's why it is described by al-man, and al-man in Arabic is the thing which comes without any hardship or any difficulty. Fourthly, the fourth benefit is that the meat of birds is from the best of meat, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for them the meat of birds, and the meat of birds is the meat for the people of paradise. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. As Allah said in Surah Al-Waqi'ah 56:21, وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, and the flesh of fowls that they desire, the people of paradise. And the fifth point, that whenever Allah bestows a favor on the person, then he should really enjoy it, not deprive himself from it. Because Allah said, and eat of all goods, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, and eat of all goods which we have provided you. So it's not fitting for man, and he shouldn't reject the allowable thing. And that's why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, anyone who restrains from eating the good for no legal reason, then he is held blameworthy. And this is really correct, because relinquishing what Allah made allowable is like as if one who does this, it is as if he is saying, I don't want a favor from Allah upon me. And therefore, this shouldn't be the case, meaning a person should not restrain from eating and taking the good which Allah provides, except for a legal reason. And the legal reason is of three types. The legal reason is of three types. Either it could be due to a cause related to his physical being, related to his physical being, or it could be related to his religion, or it could be related to something else. Related to something which pertains to others, to something which is linked to others, and we will explain. For example, a person may restrain from eating meat because his body does not accept it. So his relinquishing of it is a form of diet. There's no problem with that. And his relinquishment of meat could be of, or could be due to fearing that he may end up hooked up to the meat and thus relinquish all the goods in this life for this life, or rather not relinquish, but his concern will be focused only in the goods of this life, so he will fear for his religion in this respect. And a person could leave the good of Allah's provisions out of consideration for others, out of consideration for others, as it is mentioned in the case with Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, in the year of Ramada. And this year of Ramada is the famous year of drought. It is reported that he didn't eat except the bread and oil until his skin darkened. And he used to say, woe to me, the leader in charge, if I get full while people are hungry. This is reported in by Ibn Kathir in his book Al-Bidayah wal-Nihayah, the beginning and the end. So in this case, this is an example whereby it is relinquished out of consideration for others. So therefore, restrainment from the good and lawful things. For a legal reason is not blameworthy. Sixth point of benefit, that the allowable of goods from the good provisions is the allowable of the provisions is the good. The allowable of provisions is good, because Allah said, "Kulu min tayyibat," eat of the good. And the seventh is forbiddance to eat the evil. Forbiddance to eat the evil. And the evil is of two types. Evil in essence. Evil in its essence. And evil due to acquiring. Acquired evil. As to the evil in its essence, is like the dead, the pig, the alcoholic beverages, and so forth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in Surah Al-An'am 6:145. قُلْ لَا أَجِدُ فِي مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ مُحَرَّمًا عَلَى طَاعِمٍ يَطْعَمُهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ مَيْتَةً أَوْ دَمًا مَسْفُوحًا أَوْ لَحْمَ خِنْزِيرٍ فَإِنَّهُ رِجْس means it is filthy and evil. Say, Muhammad, I find not in that which has been inspired to me anything forbidden to be eaten by one who wishes to eat it, okay, unless it is a maita, a dead animal, or blood poured forth by slaughtering or the like, or the flesh of swine, pork, etc. For that surely is impure or impious, unlawful meat. This is the type which is forbidden in its essence, forbidden on all mankind, forbidden on all mankind. As to the impure and evil of the second type, which is earned, this is taken by way of cheating, or by way of riba, usury, or by way of lying and the like. This is forbidden for the one who earns it. However, it is not forbidden for someone else who earns it from this person by an allowable means. Meaning, if someone earns these unlawful things by way of cheating, riba, usury, or lying, or any other illegal way, then it is not permissible for him. It's forbidden for him. However, if somebody else earns it from this former one by a legal way, allowable way, then it is not forbidden for the second one. And the evidence for that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to deal with the Jews. He used to deal with the Jews in transactions, while knowing that they used to eat things unlawfully, and that they used to deal with riba, with usury. So this indicates that it is not forbidden for the one who doesn't earn it directly. And this is very important. I wish that everybody inshallah understands this, because this is very important in terms of our transactions. Number 8. The children of Israel, they were ungrateful to this ni'mah, to this favor from Allah. Why? We deduce this from the saying of Allah, وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Rather, they only wronged themselves. And from the benefits, benefit number 9, that the wrongdoer and the disobedient harms or hurts only himself, doesn't cause any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the favors of this ayah, number 10, making clear the ability of Allah, and that everything takes place by His will. So the clouds between the heavens and the earth is under the control and under the will of Allah, and it is worth mentioning here the story of that man whom the Prophet ﷺ informed us about him, the man who heard a voice from the clouds saying, commanding the cloud, اسقي حديقة فلان, go and shower the garden of such and such, meaning drop your load of rain. So the rain came down on that land and water came to that garden. So the person who heard this voice from the cloud walked until he reached that garden, and he came to this man whom Allah bestowed upon him from the rain, and he told him, what do you do with this water which Allah bestows upon you? He said, I divide it into 3 shares. One share I return to the land, meaning utilize the land with it for irrigation and the second third is for me and for my family, and the third share is I give it in charity. So this man of the garden was, you know, amazed. Why he was asked by this person concerning what he does with this favor of Allah, the rain that comes upon his garden? Why you are asking me this? He told him of what he heard. He said, I heard this voice in the cloud commanding the cloud to come and water your garden. In this hadith is evidence that this cloud is subdued to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His commands. And from the benefits is that whatever we are enjoining from foods and drinks, it is from the provision of Allah and a favor from Him. It's not due to our strength and powers. In fact, Allah indicated this in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, 56, 63 to 67. أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون. Tell me, the seed that you sow in the ground, is it you that make it grow, or are we the grower? Were it our will, we could crumble it to dry pieces and you would be regretful or left in wonderment, saying we are mughramun, ruined or lost the money without any profit, or punished by the loss of all that we spent for cultivation. Nay, but we are deprived. It is not really we who make it to grow, nor we are the growers. We are only a reason. And think also over the same verse concerning the water we drink, which people take for granted. أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون. Tell me, the water that you drink, is it you who cause it from the rain clouds to come down, or are we the causer of it to come down? If we willed, we verily could make it salt and undrinkable. Why then do you not give thanks to Allah? Tell me, the fire which you kindle, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Is it you who made the tree thereof to grow, or are we the grower? نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ. We have made it a reminder for the hellfire in the hereafter, and an article of use for the travelers and all the others in this world. Also, from the benefits is that the disobedient, and we mentioned this earlier but with some details now, the disobedient and the wrongdoer is only wronging himself, transgressing on it. Because ourselves are a trust, in the same way we are to take care of our physical needs, then also it is incumbent that we safeguard from what may hurt us in our religion. And it is known that it is forbidden for a person to throw himself into destruction regarding physical matters, like these things which could harm him in his body. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 29, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and don't kill yourselves. Similarly, the person shouldn't destroy himself in that which could harm his religion. Rather, it is by all means more demanding that he takes care of his religion more than trying to protect himself physically, because the harm concerning the religion affects this life and the hereafter. However, the physical harm is limited to this life alone. On this note, inshallah, we stop and we continue later, inshallah ta'ala, with the other verses. So we have finished verse 57, now 57. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.